When things get tough, young men often tell their mates to harden up, and the advice is often spiced with the F word. That worries mental health campaigner Eon Chan. He says at best it prevents people talking about their mental health problems, and at worst it fuels a disturbingly high rate of youth suicide. But Mr. Chan has devised a novel awareness campaign to tackle it head on. This week he's launching a campaign to soften the F up. Matt Wordsworth reports.
For months, Eon Chan and his friends have been working on the website, carving out a name on Twitter and priming the audience on YouTube.
Suicide is the number one cause of death amongst young people in Australia, and 4 out of 5 of all suicide is young men.
This Friday, the digital engagement strategist and mental health advocate launches what he hopes will get other people talking, young men in particular.
So the name of this program that we started is called Soften the F Up. So the F stands for FCK. We started after a group of us young men got together, and we were talking about the really high suicide rate in Australia, particularly amongst young men, and we wanted to do something about it. However, we were just sitting around and having a chat about what can we do, and we started talking about our own personal experiences to the issue. And almost all of us have either directly or indirectly been affected by the death of our own mate who through suicide. And I personally haven't gone through the death of a mate who's been through suicide, but when I was 16, my best mate died in a drowning accident, and for 3 months I was in a really dark place. And we thought that, well, maybe there's something that we can do to encourage young men to actually talk about vulnerabilities and get help.
You're really pushing the boundary here by using the actual term harden the f*** up, but then reversing it. That seems like a point of genius to me. Where did you come up with that?
Initially it was a joke. Initially it was just we're trying to come up with a campaign name that's catchy, that's on the edge, that really catches the attention, and that really just nail it in and be in your face, because we thought that all the messages around mental health issues, particularly targeting young men, has been very apologetic, very soft kind of approach. So we thought, well, let's do something that's really just in your face and out there. And everyone thought that it was a brilliant idea, because we're trying to turn something mainstream into something else. So it worked.
What's going to happen when you launch this campaign on Friday?
Our website will go live. And once our website go live, it's a platform where we really encourage men to tell their stories. And hopefully by telling us their story, we try to normalize talking about tough time, especially amongst young men. We also created a platform where we can connect men to the appropriate help. So there's a lot of help out there, from reachout.com all the way to things like Last Line and Tip Top Line. So how do we help them work through the maze? So we created a platform where we can help them go through that.
The launch is still 4 days away, but Eon Chan is already thinking of the next step and hopes to focus on two groups in particular, Indigenous men and young gay men.
I'm really looking forward to working with you, and I'm sure the 32 other young men behind this campaign is as well. So I really hope that you help us make this campaign happen, and I really look forward to working with you. Thank you.
A clever campaign, Eon Chan and Matt Wordsworth reporting.